Do you sometimes hear voices when you switch on the radio? Well, that's perfectly normal. Absolutely nothing to worry about. Really, you should be used to it. In fact, I'm surprised you even mention it. It's been happening for ages, pretty much since radio began. And according to Owen Nolan, new technology is making little dent in the popularity of disembodied voices. Quite the contrary, as we discover in his latest slightly unreasonable point of view.
Think of people listening intently to disembodied voices, and you might picture a 20th century scene of a family gathered around the crystal set mahogany wireless. In our mind's eye, they listen earnestly. Dad may be smoking a pipe to help him in his role as chief processor of information and entertainment. Depending on which country is conjured, the family might be listening to a Winston Churchill speech during the war, if English, a Dick Tracy cliffhanger, if American, and if Irish, the All-Ireland final from Croke Park. For a while in the decades that followed, it seemed that just as sound had driven out silent movie stars with squeaky voices, TV could see off radio, that video would kill the radio star. No. Radio withstood TV, and now it's withstanding the internet somewhat better than TV is withstanding streaming services. Here in 2020, the new wireless and the old wireless seem happy to coexist, like a leopard and a donkey who've developed an affectionate rapport. We like our disembodied radio voices and carry them with us in cars and on buses, in the home and the workplace too, in a way that TV has never quite penetrated. Radio only occupies your ears, so multitasking is still theoretically possible. We can listen and still get on with our driving, our cooking, and our dentistry. And while there is much crossover on our small island between the presenters on the radio and those on the TV, we develop different and deeper relationships with radio voices. The people on the radio are in our private spaces. Today's radio may not command the listenership of 40 years ago, but the human voice is again on the ascent. Virtual assistants, which began as a novelty, are now taken more seriously. Siri is improving, although not quite to the extent that she can answer the question, "Have you improved?" Alexa is sold in multi-packs, and it seems Amazon won't be happy until there's one in every room. Most lifelike of all is Google Assistant, deceptively realistic, so probably just as well he or she, you can choose, hasn't been given a name. Meanwhile, there are people who will not take the road less travelled by unless GPS or Google Maps can talk them through it. As a nation, we cherish the voices of our radio presenters. The voices in the ads are nearly as familiar, just less cherished. There are, broadly speaking, four types of radio ad. When the next ad break comes along, try this ad breakdown. First up, type one, the voice of the brand. A voice speaks with warmth and authority in the first person plural. At Brand X, we know that eating isn't just about food. On the upside, it's straightforward and uncomplicated. On the downside, it's dull and generally not very convincing. Your brain knows this can't be the fella from Brand X, as he was with Brand Y only this morning. Included in type one are the public service, if you smell gas, and never climb the pylons kind of ads. Voice of the brand also includes the sort of ad that prompts the question who, as in who's going to tell the boss to lead the voiceover to professionals. Type two, the testimonial. A customer, real or fictitious, speaks about their experience of the brand. On the upside, listeners might relate to personal stories or, if it's a celebrity testimonial, be influenced by those they admire. Even though on several levels, the audience knows the testimonial has been paid for. And just like the owners and bosses in Type 1, some of the random voices may be less than charming. Type 3, the conversational referral, or two customers in a kitchen. This is the chestnut of radio advertising, the pretend endorsement. Person one outlines to person two the amazing problem-solving benefits of a product that they can't recommend highly enough. They swear by it, and they should know they've tried everything else. On the upside, this is a familiar format. On the downside, it's a bit corny, a bit dull, and in an age where authenticity is prized above all, Type 3 has little. After all, it's not even a real kitchen beach, playground, cafe, workplace, and those people barely know each other. Type 4 are the good radio ads, where anything can happen and we'd like to hear them again. Sadly, there aren't quite so many of these. When radio was invented, it was said to be the first time people didn't have to leave their homes to be entertained. While radio has lost its monopoly on entertainment and information, it can still own exasperation. We do like to argue with disembodied voices. Or don't we, Siri?
A slightly unreasonable point of view from Owen Nolan there. And don't forget, it's very easy to find Owen's other equally slightly unreasonable points of view on Spotify. The search there works pretty well.